CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, we got George coming in now. George, sorry, I would help you with the headphones, but we're very low on
stuff. I untangled mine.
I'm trying to make as little noise as I can.
Oh, no, go ahead. All
George,
right.
I saw... George is here. I saw someone putting a picture of their new car.
Yeah, it's fine. It is plugged
on
in.
On Instagram. So she said, this is my new car. And she was standing next to it with the number plate on. Would it be advisable to blur out that number plate? Why do people do that?
I don't think it matters.
Who has access to that information? Can I find out where she lives?
Not you as the public. So you're not gonna easily get access to a database of you know, personal information based on number plates.
Who has that information? R2.
Well, some businesses that operate, and then mostly R2. The database exists inside Enatus, so that's where it is. So whoever's
people blurring out the, like, I got a new car for Christmas, and they blur out the number plate. That's just arrogance.
No,
you don't know who I am, but I'm on Instagram.
I suppose it's less about somebody getting access to your information, and more about if they identify the car in the street. I know who that is.
Okay. But then in Natal, every guy's got his number plate. It's got his name on there.
Yeah, no, I don't know if that's a good
What's
idea.
What's that story?
I don't like that.
As soon as I arrived, as soon as you get over Marion Hill Toll Plaza, every car's got a green. There's the names. Jane.
I think it's okay. I think it's a KZN thing.
Is it a KZN thing?
It's a KZN thing.
Because you know what's nice is that you can,
hey,
you can concentrate your road rage. You can actually say, Janet, you drive like an idiot. And it's like, how do you know my name?
Well, we're gonna get into a bit of road rage in a few minutes, but you know,
sorry, I stole your guest. That's the only chance I get to get information
on number plates.
It's okay.
I have more questions. How do you, is a caravan registered as a trailer or a car? It's got the word car in it. Caravan. It's not a trailer. Is it a trailer? Come on.
You make the most interesting connections. The most interesting connections.
That's my brain. It's busy synapsing now as you speak. I've got ADD and I'm probably dyslexic.
Those neurons work overtime in there.
So what is a caravan?
What's a caravan?
No.
A thing you...
It's a trailer. So
it's a tortoise on wheels.
But it doesn't have an engine. But have you ever seen those caravans when someone pulls off, then it starts going... by itself,
yes,
down through the trailer park.
Well, there's a. I mean, I don't know if you know the laws around trailers, but
I don't know the laws around trailers.
Anything under, I think it's 500 kilograms. So if the gross mass of the trailer, including its load, is under 500 kilograms, the trailer doesn't have to have brakes. So the car brakes the trailer.
Okay. Right.
Okay. And I think you get some caravans under 500 kilos.
This one's 600, the one I'm speaking about.
Which means that that's a dangerous situation.
So those hydraulics have to be linked to your car? How do they do that?
No. So it works on the tow hitch. So as the tow hitch kind of the G-forces work, so the
How
the
do you know this shit?
How do I know this shit?
Oh.
I don't know. I just do.
You're a car man.
And you aren't allowed to have a passenger in the trailer while you're driving, right?
No. And you can't. That mosquito can't have sex in the back of these tomatoes.
No, and unless you're crossing a border, then you can have three people in the floor.
In the back underneath.
Yes,
of
if
course.
You're in a movie from Dusk Till Dawn, for instance.
Okay, Dave, enough.
I'm in the mood now.
No,
talk about caravans.
No, he'll get into
arrived,
this. He'll get into
arrived
this.
Here with many pertinent car things to tell,
oh, really?
Share with us today. He didn't want to talk about caravans.
I didn't bring notes.
Huh?
I didn't bring notes. You should have told me. I would have brought notes.
Because you've got ADD.
And another thing about caravan. Don't you think tomatoes look like a bum? Are you with me?
Tomatoes.
Peaches more.
All right, George.
Look what he did.
Back to you.
Look what he did. Look what he did. Okay, so BMW. BMW. People have been asking BMW, are you going to bring out a double cab? You know the Mercedes-Benz double cab.
Yes, of course. That's the... what's it called?
X.
Yeah, the X.
The X.
Yes. The Mercedes-Benz X-Class.
X-Class.
So especially Australia. Australia want a BMW Bucky badly. And
Ute.
I'm pretty sure. So
can you take an X5 and convert it in Kempton?
Yeah, you can with an angle grinder. But
it would kind of be the same chassis, the same base,
yes,
right?
Yes, as an SUV. So BMW have now officially confirmed they're not going to compete with that Mercedes-Benz X.
Even Fiat brought out a Bucky.
A good one, too.
A fullback.
Well, they say the market's just too small.
But also, stick to your core principles, you know, performance, efficiency, those kind of things. We don't need another Bucky in this world. Like, there's enough.
Exactly.
Think about Merck is they'll make anything. If people had to say, I really want the Barbie car, and Nuffield made sense around it, they would release the Barbie series.
Exactly. So, and the market will be so small that it'll cost them more money to make the bloody
thing. Merck's product range is just insanely wide.
The thing is, in a BMW Bucky, do you still not have to indicate?
Don't know. Not in Durban. Anyway, top reasons why people curse behind the wheel. Now, believe it or not, in Britain, according to a Hyundai study, foul-mouthed Brits curse every 2.5 miles or every 4 kilometers. Researchers polled this across 2,000 people and found that Brits typically swear 41 times during a 160-kilometer trip.
Wow.
I wonder what South Africa is. I'd love to do this poll. And typically, motorists commute 596 kilometers to and from work during an average month, and in the process curse 152 times, which is about 7.5 times a day in traffic.
It's so annoying being a passenger in a car with a driver.
Like that, yes.
Who's upset about every little thing. Oh, now look how he's... Now he's stopping. Of course he's going forward. You know, it's just really irritating. We're all in the same position. Just drive and relax.
Exactly.
So 7.2 times a day, though.
I think my kid has learned to swear from watching me drive.
Yeah, I think a lot of people learn to swear from
driving. But I do say nincompoop.
Okay.
Because the word comes out, then you want to say, person driving. Look at this person driving.
I just let people go. Do whatever you want. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm not going to get my blood pressure up for
I've had my moments where just they've got me at the wrong time. Yeah. And I get out my car.
You can get shot for doing that.
Yeah, I know.
So but you got to stay in the...
It happened in your lane.
It's dangerous.
Where I got out the car and I actually smacked their window with my hand and they were trying to drive away and they were stalling.
I suppose, you know, for a woman to do it is a little bit less dangerous than for a guy to do it because I think...
the guy, there'd be testosterone and there'd be a fight. It would be a fight. I shouted at someone littering once and I got shouted at for shouting at them. But I just picked up the stuff and put it in my car. I'll take it for you.
Now there, I've stopped the car, got out the car. We were in slow traffic in Cape Town and a kid threw a piece of paper out the back. I stopped the car, I had passengers, got out, walked to the window, picked up a piece of paper and said, you dropped this.
Nice.
So that's nice. You dropped this.
Oh, would you like
it back? You may or may not have been listening.
And then the mother was sitting in the front. She didn't even bat an eyelid. And she just went, don't throw your things for the outside of the car. And that was that. Got back in my car.
My correction, you would have been stabbed in that situation.
Probably. But let's get on to the fuel-efficient cars that I promised from last week.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
So it's the manufacturers aren't trying to be devious, but they do game the system a little bit when it comes to the stats that they put on the fuel consumption of cars.
I mean, never believe in any of them when I read those things.
Yeah, they do. They tune the cars to its maximum. And nothing wrong with that, and it doesn't lie, but it's not in normal driving conditions.
Exactly.
And so those statistics are slightly off. So what we've done is I've pulled out a list of cars here that we've actually tested, Auto Trader's tested in real life conditions.
Yeah.
So the Suzuki Swift, and so if you put in context, the average car probably does about 10 liters to 100 k's.
Okay.
Okay, because we said fuel costs are rising last week. What cars can consumers buy that that are more fuel efficient? So if you contextualize or anchor the average at around 10 liters per 100 k's, the Suzuki Swift and Suzuki Ignis gets 5 liters to 100 k's, half that.
That's brilliant.
That's brilliant. And then the remarkable thing about this car is that even if you drive it like a bat out of hell, you won't change that fuel consumption by more than about 10%.
That's incredible.
So, brilliant car for fuel consumption. The next
is
one
is fully loaded with people.
No, that's probably average with 2 people in it.
Yeah.
Renault Captur. Mm-hmm. It's a turbo diesel engine. Also gets about 5 liters per 100, and also has the same characteristics. You can drive it like a bat out of hell, and it doesn't change the fuel consumption much.
But that's a slightly. I mean, the Ignis is a very small car.
Yeah.
So I get that. The Captur's a bit bigger than that.
Yeah, but it's got a turbo diesel, so right, I think the turbocharger helps with the size of the car. The Suzuki Celerio. Mm-hmm. Celerio. It's a tiny little car and gets 4 liters per 100 k's.
Wow.
Which is even better. But this engine has to work quite hard because it's a 3-cylinder. To get the car going. And then a car that's probably more popular is the Ford Fiesta TDCi. Mm-hmm. It's not the fastest of the Fiestas, but it also gets 4 liters per 100 k's.
This is very useful.
Mm. And it'll break into the 5 liter per 100 Ks, but also, you know, these little cars that you can't seem to push their fuel consumption up much because you just don't have the power. And then the Renault Kwid also does 4 liters per 100 Ks. So those are the petrol cars. And then we said we would talk about hybrids.
Yeah.
So there are a number of hybrids in South Africa. I don't think people know about hybrids. But the thing about a hybrid is you can't get this kind of fuel consumption on highway driving at high speed. Mm-hmm. The car automatically switches to the petrol petrol engine. And the Toyota Prius is almost the definition of a hybrid in South Africa and around the world. And for short commutes, you know, short trips in traffic, this car gets 1.7 liters per 100 Ks.
Yeah, it is.
But they must tell you before that you go to rental, if you've never had one, there is a little training course you need to do. And I didn't get that at my rental place because it stopped on the highway because it was something that I wasn't doing.
Oh, wow.
So you must learn your Prius. Don't think when you land your plane at Avis and go, hey, I'll take a Prius because I'm cool. There has to be there's no clutch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's automatic. But there was something that it did and it just started slowing down on the highway. And she said, oh, okay, do this thing with the thing. Didn't they tell you?
No.
At 120, they didn't tell me. It was so scary having that Prius. And then you think, what? I can't push start it. It can only be towed. Then it became a trailer.
It became a register. Or a caravan. And then the Volvo T8. So the Volvo T8 all Volvos are really nice cars. It's big and heavy. But it also has the hybrid engine. Another hybrid is the BMW 330e, which is an electric assistance to allow fuel-free driving. So what it does is you can drive with no fuel. You can switch the engine off for about 30 or 40 Ks.
So it's kind of like the i8, though.
Yeah.
It'll be a similar kind of system. It's got the ability to go full electric.
Yes.
But ultimately, you're going to be still driving it.
Where do golf carts fit into that range?
It doesn't.
Really?
No.
Can it not go on the road?
No.
Because golf carts are the future, man.
No, they're not.
They're not. Yeah.
Golf carts are dreadful, even on golf courses.
They fall over so easily.
At golf days, mostly. So golf carts not in there?
No. Golf carts definitely not in there. I don't even think a golf cart's allowed on the road.
The hybrid.
And then there are only two noteworthy electric cars in South Africa, full electric cars, and that's the BMW i3 and the Nissan Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
The Nissan Leaf is the probably cheaper one and set to become the more popular one because the new version is going to come out shortly. But the problem with the current models is they only do 120 to 150 kilometers in range.
But, you know, something that maybe we'll know this time next year, we can recap on this, but with urban lives being what they are, the petrol price isn't exactly going to go down.
No.
I mean, do you see these cars getting, becoming quite prominent, or is the South African motoring ego such that they'll never really kind of go to this level? You know, like that Suzuki Ignis. If that was a toy car you gave it to your kid, you'd be like, oh, it looks kind of cool, but will a grown male, like a grown South African man, get into an Ignis?
Probably not. I don't think so. I mean, from our sight, the hybrids are not popular.
Yeah.
That could change with consumer pressure, but it's definitely not popular.
Would you buy a Nissan Leaf in terms of, are there special dealerships? You wouldn't buy it at the normal Nissan dealership.
Yeah.
Is it there?
Yeah.
You don't often see them, though. Where do you charge it?
It's a plug-in car, so you can charge it at house.
But you need a special socket because it had quite a massive.
It's got adapters.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jeez, can you imagine? Like in the old days, you have your. Has anyone got a BlackBerry adapter? Now you're gonna go and say, has anyone got a Nissan adapter?
Otherwise, I got to walk.
And why has Toyota not gone into these in the other big brands in electric?
Well, I think the whole world and all the manufacturers are doing this. It's just our market doesn't get it. Our market doesn't get the cars because there's no demand for it. Well, there's little demand for it. Maybe with the fuel price now.
And also, it's just as expensive as petrol.
And the
upfront cost
time.
Is extreme with electric cars. I'd buy a Nissan Leaf, but I'm waiting for the Tesla.
But then you get a Nissan Leaf with a trailer with a generator in it. Now I'm thinking. See, the trailer thing was
good question. George, really sorry that David had to be here this week.
That's all right. I like that.
So sorry we've run out of time.
We actually have.
We haven't. We went 2 minutes over. What are you guys playing now? Some old episode.
What else we got there, George?
That's it.
That's it for the week.
That's it.
All right. Of course, you can catch Auto Central right here on cliffcentral.com. And George, what are you on social media? People often do ask about you.
At George Meany.
Just at George Meany.
My name and
simple, as, that. Simple as that. George is very active. He does, of course, share all the letters from the world of motoring. And you can catch him here every Friday. Otherwise, catch the show. Cliffcentral.com.